Test 5, Part 2. You'll hear a talk about snails. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. Today we are going to talk about snails. Snails are mollusks. A mollusk is a type of sea or land animal that has a soft body covered by a hard shell. And there are approximately 50,000 saltwater, freshwater and terrestrial species of mollusk. Snails are gastropods. A gastropod is any mollusk made up of one flattened muscular foot for moving around and a head that has stalked eyes. The class includes snails, whelks, limpets and slugs. In other words, the long part of a snail that we normally think of as the body is not a body at all, it's a foot. The literal meaning of gastropod is belly-footed. Snails move by contracting the muscles along the bottom of the foot. In some snails, this movement is helped along by a number of short threads projecting from the surface of the foot. Land snails in particular lay down a trail of slime, which makes it easier for them to move forward. So, gastropods are quite incredible in that they have been able to adapt to a wide range of habitats, including deep waters and shorelines of oceans, and all bodies of fresh water, and from tropical areas to deserts and mountains. Snails eat seaweeds and rotting matter. They are very important members of a food chain, as they are a source of food for fish and ducks, geese and swans. To eat, snails stick out their ribbon-like tongue, which has many thousands of teeth, and then draw their teeth along rocks or leaves in order to remove nutritious bits. Some snails are carnivorous, which means they eat the flesh of other animals. Carnivorous snails have tongues that are strong enough to make deep round holes through the shells of other mollusks to reach the soft flesh. The eyes of snails usually come at the end of long tentacles. Tentacles are long, thin parts like stalks extending from the main body, like the ones of an octopus. Finally, a snail's shell is usually spiral, and the snail uses it to protect itself against predators and dry weather. Some desert species are able to remain sealed within their thick shells for 2 or more years. Now you'll hear Part 2 again. Today we are going to talk about snails. Snails are mollusks. A mollusk is a type of sea or land animal that has a soft body covered by a hard shell. And there are approximately 50,000 saltwater, freshwater, and terrestrial species of mollusk. Snails are gastropods. A gastropod is any mollusk made up of one flattened muscular foot for moving around and a head that has stalked eyes. The class includes snails, whelks, limpets, and slugs. In other words, the long part of a snail that we normally think of as the body is not a body at all, it's a foot. The literal meaning of gastropod is belly-footed. Snails move by contracting the muscles along the bottom of the foot. In some snails, this movement is helped along by a number of short threads projecting from the surface of the foot. Land snails in particular lay down a trail of slime which makes it easier for them to move forward. So, gastropods are quite incredible in that they have been able to adapt to a wide range of habitats, including deep waters and shorelines of oceans, and all bodies of fresh water, and from tropical areas to deserts and mountains. Snails eat seaweeds and rotting matter. They are very important members of the food chain as they are a source of food for fish and ducks, geese and swans. To eat, snails stick out their ribbon-like tongue, which has many thousands of teeth, and then draw their teeth along rocks or leaves in order to remove nutritious bits. Some snails are carnivorous, which means they eat the flesh of other animals. Carnivorous snails have tongues that are strong enough to make deep round holes through the shells of other mollusks to reach the soft flesh. The eyes of snails usually come at the end of long tentacles. Tentacles are long, thin parts like stalks extending from the main body, like the ones of an octopus. Finally, a snail's shell is usually spiral, and the snail uses it to protect itself against predators and dry weather. Some desert species are able to remain sealed within their thick shells for 2 or more years. That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.